Is this working? Hello, hello. What's up, y'all? What is up, y'all? I said, what is up, y'all? Hi, everybody. I am back home. I'm just checking to see if this is working. Oh, yeah, I'm already live. Cool. I have tons of stuff to talk about with the tour coming up. I just wanted to do one real quick. They're usually not quick. I'm starting to realize, but about NASA, because Steph Curry said that the moon landing didn't happen, and he has now been forced to apologize. That's what they say to you. They go, apologize, apologize. Okay, so I'll just show you real quick what the headlines for this are right now. I drove 17 hours to get home after the show because I was just dying to see my family. So I'm a little on the worn out side, but this is too important to not talk about. Okay. Steph Curry denies moon landing. NASA launches rebuttal. Steph Curry says he doesn't believe in U.S. moon landings, says Fox. Now, 9 minutes ago, Steph Curry says his moon landing comments were all a joke. I mean, I swear, I was just joking, everybody. Okay, we didn't go to the moon. Fact. And I brought along a little proof because that NASA is unbelievable at mass hypnosis. And my father teaches rhetoric. He teaches mass propaganda at a college. It's some pretty evil stuff. That's one of the reasons that drew me extra hard to Peterson at first, Jordan Peterson, because I thought there could actually be a good person who is a professor. And turns out I was a bit wrong on that one, but I really wanted it to be true because growing up in that environment, I know how evil it is. Like, it's how to make people think something that isn't true is what they teach using rhetoric. I now call it wizardry. But my Uncle Ron, who I've had on here to talk about hunting and guns and stuff, he's a trained hypnotist because he's an anesthetist. He puts people to sleep before surgery, and some people are allergic to anesthesia, so he has to hypnotize them so they don't feel pain. And hypnotism is that powerful where you can do it and people won't feel pain. I also have a trusty dictionary to show you just how manipulated you're being based on the words. Words are magic spells. And I have a Oxford English Dictionary from the early 70s. That's all you really need. I have dictionaries that go farther back. But if you get one from the 70s, you can see how recent a lot of these words were. Like, let's look up words like triggered and conspiracy and see what they actually meant and what you would think they would mean now. Okay, so let's just start off with this video here, because we went to the moon, apparently, allegedly, in 1969 through the early 70s with the Apollo missions. Never went back, and no other country's ever gone. That alone should strike people as odd. We're putting all this money into trying to get to Mars, but we've never went back to the moon. Think about how strategic the moon would be for the military, for all kinds of stuff, right? And no interest in going back ever. So one of the NASA engineers was asked this question, and this is his response.
Go to the moon in a nanosecond. The problem is we don't have the technology to do that anymore. We used to, but we destroyed that technology, and it's a painful process to build it back.
Okay. So now, their NASA engineer, the one that they put out to do an interview, because this is the problem with lying, this is why I don't believe in lying. It's partially about morality and partially because it's impossible. When you tell a lie, that lie now exists, and eventually it will always be revealed, but eventually there will come a time when you forgot the lie or someone else that believes the lie forgets the lie. And we're seeing this with NASA all the time now. It's pretty ridiculous. They, like, because the modern Oh, so there's a bit of a... I'll check in to see if you guys are in the chat, because there's a giant plane over me right now. Gee, I wonder who that could be. NASA. And I know that what I'm saying sounds ridiculous. I understand. But keep an open mind, because you won't need an open mind to believe this. You just haven't been taught the obvious stuff. And you're right now you are hypnotized into thinking that someone who questions the moon landing is insane. I'll get to some hard science real quick, but first I'd just like to hear what the NASA engineers themselves say. So this guy says that now, in 1969 we didn't have cell phones, we didn't have any of this stuff. Computers, the computers were gigantic. You know, that NASA even had a brag that all the technology they had was less than a single iPhone. And they put someone on the moon. And now they're saying they don't have the technology, and it would be almost impossible to rebuild it. And they just, you know, we've devolved since 1969 as far as technology. All right, there's people out there right now that's not enough for them. They're like, oh, come on. Just look at the tapes. Watch the man on the moon. They have all the information. How could they fake all of that? So let's watch the tapes. Check this out. Or is it? That's that doofus. All right, watch this one. Let's check the tapes and check the telemetry data. And let's see, you know, what really transpired there.
It was all recorded on these telemetry tapes. So where is this hard evidence?
I haven't seen anything that indicates the telemetry data is even in existence. And as I said, even if we had it, we don't have the machines to play it back.
But your own research has shown the telemetry data is missing.
That's right.
Could this be true?
Oh, wait a minute. Is there an echo? You guys are saying there's an echo. Give me a second. Let me fix this. All right. 1 second, ladies and gentlemen. Is there still an echo? Did I fix the echo? Is it good? Is the echo gone? Is the echo gone? Echo gone? All right, so let's get back to business. Echo is fixed. Was it so bad I should start over, or was it okay? Only when you play the video. Is it so bad that I should start over? Yeah, it was easy. No, it was fine. Okay, cool. All right, so let's continue. Shall we? And this is a fascinating look into mass hypnosis. All right, so let's get back into it.
Mankind's first interplanetary exploration and the original science data is missing.
11, this is Houston, radio check, over.
If it's anywhere, it should be here at NASA's Goddard Space Center in Maryland, home to the National Space Science Data Archives.
This film you're making now, what is it?
Okay, so they.
Does it have a name? I mean, do you have a name for it yet, or are you?
I'm calling it Did We Go?
Did We Go? Okay. Okay.
Doesn't have it either. The Smithsonian
right.
doesn't have it.
Right.
Johnson doesn't
right.
have it.
Right. Right. We've been unable to track it down. I mean, we don't know where this telemetry data ended up, and we don't know what path it may have taken. So. Unfortunately, I'm afraid I can't really give you much of a clue as to where this data ended up and whether it...
Okay, so let's get this straight. Let's recap again. They don't have any of the data. Bear in mind, they have billions and billions of dollars that come from us, the taxpayer, to go to do all their fancy stuff at NASA. Billions of dollars. They don't have the tapes. So they went to get the tapes, and they said they don't have any of the tapes. Was it one tape, two tape? Hundreds of thousands of tapes are all gone. And so when pushed on this, they said they taped over the tapes because there was funding problems in the 70s. That makes it even worse. This is how liars operate. They can't ever come clean. It's impossible. So they keep lying to keep covering, because in wizard terms, which I know exactly how it works, that works better because there are people that once they're hypnotized, they will believe anything you say as long as you say it. As soon as you say, yeah, we never went to the moon, it'll cause mass chaos. But if you just keep up the spell, so far, let's recap. We have a guy that says they no longer have the technology. This is very short. Let's watch this one more time. And if you were, let's say you're, I'll ask you the question in a second.
Right. Go to the moon in a nanosecond. The problem is we don't have the technology to do that anymore. We used to, but we destroyed that technology, and it's a painful process to build it back.
And I started with all of this because sometimes I think people make the mistake of starting with explainable things, like that there's no stars in the background of some of the pictures and stuff, or just stuff that can be explained, like the flag. Maybe there was wires holding it up. I don't know. You know, that I'm going with stuff that they're saying right now. And let's say you were married. Let's say you were married to someone who lied like this. Would you believe them? Like, it's like, okay, where were you last night? I don't have the memories, and the memories are gone. I can't even make an example. This is so horrifying. It's like, we went to John's house and we recorded some sketches. Oh, can I see the sketches? We've recorded over the sketches. And that's a sketch. This is apparently the greatest feat in mankind history or whatever. Oh, well, can you go back to John's house? I don't remember where John lives. I could find out, but it would be exhausting. It's that crazy. And one of the reasons I get so angry at comedians is because we're almost like professionally not hypnotized. Where the thing that makes us funny is we go on stage and we say what life really is, and people laugh, and then they go back. And that's why people say that's so true, and they laugh. This is all a lie. We never went to the moon. Okay, and if you're already not convinced, you're like, oh, these people, they're all wrong. They just are misinformed. All right, there's something called the Van Allen radiation belt. And when Buzz Aldrin was asked about it, he didn't know what it was. Well, what it is pretty horrifying. It makes it so that human beings, right now, they can't figure out how to get human beings through the Van Allen radiation belt, which circles our Earth. So right now, the problem with lies is the young astronauts always forget about the big lie. And so they're like, yeah, we're working on heat shields. We have to make technology so that a human being can finally go into space and get to Mars. And people are like, no, but didn't we already do that? And they're like, yeah, but we destroyed that technology. I'm dead serious. This is happening right now. It requires 5 feet of lead to keep the radiation out. And bear in mind, the heat in space is very, very high. Like if you look at the surface temperature of Mercury, it ranges in thousands of degrees from day to night based on whether or not, because they don't have an atmosphere. So the sun's power is just all day long. Like our atmosphere doesn't warm the planet. It cools the planet because there's a, well, it spreads out and it cools the planet. And there we have the ozone layer and all this stuff that protects us from all this harmful radiation. And so what is the temperature in some of these zones? 2,000 degrees, right? So let me get the facts right here. 2,000 degrees. Where is it? I don't have it open right now, but it's 2,000 degrees. It's very easy to look up. This isn't a conspiracy theory. The fact we didn't go to the moon is a conspiracy theory, and it is, and it's true. But it's 2,000 degrees in certain zones past low Earth orbit, right? Why does that matter? Well, it matters because I just merely looked up, what was the Apollo 11 made out of? It was made out of, it started with aluminum, right? So then you just look up, what's the melting point of aluminum? 660 degrees Celsius. So at 2,000 degrees, it would become liquid. What else was it made out of? It was also made out of stainless steel. Let's see what the melting point is of stainless steel. Melting point of steel. That would be 1370 degrees Celsius. which again would completely melt. And so when the astronauts were just wearing that MTV suit thing, they all would have been vaporized. And this is so easy to look up because if you go to the dentist, you have to wear a lead thing over your vitals because of the exposure to radiation. The exposure to radiation on the moon's surface compared to the dentist is in the orders of magnitude in the thousands greater. But yet they didn't need a lead thing. So let's recap again. They had the technology in 1969 that has been destroyed. They have none of the tapes of the actual moon landing because they taped over the tapes. The material used in the Apollo spacecraft would have all melted. There was no radiation protection whatsoever from the astronauts, and they still can't crack the code today. So this is what's happening, right? Right now, there's people in this chat that are watching me, and they still think I'm crazy. There's people that have probably left. They're like, we're getting out of here. This guy has lost his mind. Even when faced with, and some of the same people believe in Russia collusion. There's been no evidence at all. You can disprove the moon landing extraordinarily easily. Okay, we also have the technology to see the surface of the moon very clearly. Amateurs can now look up to the moon and get that close to it, and none of our stuff is up there. Okay, here's another one. Oh, give me the, wait till you see this one. I forgot about this one, but let me look this up real quick. I forgot all about this. I got Neil Armstrong. This is so funny. Where is it? Moon rock turns out to be fake. The Dutch National Rijksmuseum made an embarrassing one of its lesser known objects. The moon rock was first unveiled in 2006. Apollo astronauts gave them a moon rock. All right, the rock was given as a private gift to former Prime Minister Wilhelm Dries Jr. in 1969. Blah, blah, blah. The Dries died in 1988. The rock was donated to the museum. All right. Researchers from the Free University of Amsterdam doubted the rock was from the moon and began testing. The test concluded it was petrified wood. The moon rock was petrified wood. Okay, so one of the big proof positive is the moon rock, right? Aaron says you can see the landing sites. All right, buddy, just bear with me here. The moon rock we gave Holland was wood. We don't have the technology to go back. We don't have any of the tapes at all. And we've never went back, and no other country has ever went back. And we don't know how a human being can survive going through the Van Allen radiation belt. And if at this point people don't even question it, you're hypnotized. You're full-blown hypnotized. Wah-wah! Someone just said the moon was covered in trees a long time ago. It's fascinating the extents that people will go to believe it. Like what Aaron just said, you can see the landing sites. You might be able to see a crater that's called a landing site. You can't see any of the vehicles because they left the moon car thing up there. They didn't bring it home. You think they attached a little trailer? No, you can say landing site. You can't see a I was kidding, he said. Oh, well, people aren't kidding. Let's go back to Steph Curry. He's been forced to say he was kidding. That's why I don't take that as a joke, because that's our real world we're currently living in. Okay. Armstrong happens to look like an alien, and his name, Neil A, like Neil Armstrong, Neil A, backwards is alien. A-lien. I'm not saying he's an alien. This is when things get a little conspiracy. This is when I go off the reservation a little bit. What I've just said is true. We never went to the moon. Zero chance. No chance we went to the moon. okay? But this is what I found fascinating. While working this farm near Lebanon, Ohio, he was jumping off the back of a grain truck and his wedding ring got caught in the wheel, tearing off the tip of his finger. That's a CIA move. I mean, same thing happened to Jimmy Fallon. Tripped and caught my fall. Good thing, says Fallon. Hey, I tripped and caught my fall. It's a good thing. I mean, come on, man. I mean, my wedding ring got caught inside of a table. Almost ripped off my finger. That's a bad thing, guys. It was a bad thing. So what I'm trying to say is, like, my wedding ring, I'm so fortunate that, like, you know, So always be a little wary of people that, because I wear this band that's like, it could potentially rip off because I do tree work sometimes, and I didn't want that to happen to my finger, but it's extremely rare to the point where I'm starting to even question why I have this ring, because the rings really don't rip off your finger very, very easily. And so this is what Jimmy Fallon claims. So I had tripped and I got my fall, which is a good thing. Because, you know, I'm Jimmy Fallon. I can catch my fall. But the ring caught on the side of a table. Okay, how does a ring, you're falling, just do a little CSI on this thing. You're falling and your wedding ring gets caught on the side of a table. And it almost rips off your whole finger. No. So, same thing happened to Neil Armstrong. This guy that looks like a literal lizard alien. He was jumping off a truck, and his wedding ring got caught on the wheel. No. And then Buzz Aldrin became a drunk, and him and Neil both got divorced because, just FYI, women like to stay married to heroes. They don't like to stay married to liars. So I'll give you a little clip from the tour. I put it on YouTube. And to sum up the tour real quick, it was awesome and a little terrifying at the same time at how far some of these cities have fallen. Like Denver is a mess. And I've toured and I couldn't get booked at any normal venue. I had to get booked at a children's museum in the second floor. And we made it work, had two great shows. But you have to understand, people like me are actively being silenced. Even in Vegas, we had a hard time getting a venue, and they have legal prostitution. You know, it's they've made heroin use safe and legal. You can shit on the street if you're a human, but not a dog in Denver. So the two best shows were Vegas and Albuquerque. Salt Lake was awesome too. Phoenix was a shit. It was terrible. People told me that a good time, thankfully, but I don't know. It was not fun. Some people that I literally helped go, and like I thought I was like giving props to, and it's be wary of who you support in your life, because I was getting very annoyed at the fact that I was being heckled by people I have, like, I knew and thought I was helping. And they, like, literally just, like, tried to ruin the show out of hubris. So that was very disappointing. Extremely disappointing to witness. And, but everything else was awesome. What was I going to say about? Oh, but Vegas was by far the best. And I recorded the whole two-hour show. And we had like four cameras. We did it right. It was like a proper theater. It wasn't a theater because, you know, I'm persona non grata because I'm willing to ask the hard questions like, where are the tapes to the moon landing? And but it looks awesome. So I'm gonna put that out. I'm gonna put that out as a special, and I'm gonna make a documentary. But check this out. Here's a little clip from Albuquerque. And then we'll talk a little more about my little theories here. Oh, and I need to have Artling Hartling come back up to fix my live streaming ability with interviews, because I was having Vox Day on and I realized I can't get the audio from Skype anymore in a recording. So, and although I'm not technologically very good, I can usually solve problems, but nothing would work. Like even last time I was hosting InfoWars, I had to use my phone to hear what they were saying. It's so instead of just me screaming at a live stream because I can't hear anything, I'm going to get that fixed, and then I'm going to have Vox on. He's awesome. I've been checking out some of his streams, and he shouts out the Bears a lot, which I think is great that you guys have found your way over there as well, because he's a really intelligent person and a good source of information, and also has a wide range of friends. Like, he's not one of these like culty guys. All right, so anyway, here is my clip from Albuquerque. Albuquerque's haunted as shit, by the way. Oh, dude, we all stayed in this one Airbnb that was so haunted, we shot a bunch of it, and I'm gonna release it as like a scary movie.
And so then the teachers and everybody, you know, they're like, science is great, and they wheeled in this little TV with just this old-timey TV. It was like, and they wheeled it in. They're like, we're going to watch the first woman enter the atmosphere in space. And we're like, science, this is all true. Science. Yeah, I didn't own a TV. We didn't have a TV. We're on government cheese and shit. Think we had a TV, you know? And we watched it. And they're like, women can accomplish anything. And then, and a fiery ball. You know? They put a woman on the spaceship, and it just, everyone, their flesh turned to gel. Just...
Hang on a second. I just went into the chat to see what you guys are up to. There's people in there that are complete liars. Like someone's just like, Mercury is far closer to the sun. This is fake. No, it is. God, people will fucking believe anything you tell them. Look it up. Look at the ionosphere. Look at the temperatures of this, right? Okay, let's just stick with one that you can't refute. Aluminum has a 600 degree melting point. 600. Forget about steel. It is 2000, but let's forget that for a second. 600. If you think you don't experience as temperatures of 600 degrees leaving and entering the Earth atmosphere and in space where there's no protection at all, you're an idiot. No, people are not joking. Someone just said most people are joking. How would you think that people are joking? Guys, everyone thinks we went to the moon. They're not joking. They're desperately trying to not have their programming ripped apart. Programming. And one of the reasons I got really angry in Phoenix is because everyone was heckling. They're trying to be nice heckles. I know, it's like Tommy was like yelling stuff. I'm like, Tommy, dude, like, it's all good. But anyway, when I do that OTPHJ joke and I show that all the songs are the same and I get everyone to sing a nonsense song, the biggest laugh is when I'm going over the pants hand job and everyone's like, or in a Walgreens, and I go over the pants hand job, and they go in a Walgreens, and the entire room knows to whisper it emotionally without any instruction. That is the whole point of the thing, and I'm explaining this now because I'm probably not going to do it live anymore because I just did a new version of it. But I get so angry at people when they don't just do the instructions, because then they don't see that. Like when I say the title of a song, clap, and then we go from there and pretend it's a real song. And usually it's fine, but every now and then I'll be in a city where you have just some idiots that are like, hoo-hoo, and they just won't go along. And I'm like, no, we'll start again until it's right. And that's a joke. But I'll literally start it again until it's right, until I'm yelling at people. Like, clap your hands. Because if not, it ruins the whole point. It's the whole point is to show on some comedic level. And I've been doing this for years and people didn't even realize I was doing it. But I wasn't doing it to trick people. I was showing people that if they follow the directions, they enter hypnosis. And I'm singing a song called Over the Pants Hand Job in a Walgreens. And they know to act emotionally at a certain point without even thinking about it. That's me as a comedian. Imagine what the CIA can do to you with programming. Just look at what movies are about, TVs are about. Like the spinning circles before every newscast. The fact it's called programming. Okay, the word triggered Okay, this is a dictionary. This is a dictionary from 1970 something, right? Well, just for time's sake, okay. Triggered as a verb didn't exist. Triggered only started existing with the MK Ultra program, where people would have mind control techniques where if they heard a word, they reacted. Like nigger, faggot. Like, these words are part of mind control. If you think these people care about the feelings of inner city black people, you're insane. They commit genocide. Like, this, the very people that are saying, like, if you say this word, are part of exploiting Africa to a degree that you can't fathom to get the minerals to put into their Priuses. Total, it's all a scam, right? So why do they do that? Because it isn't a great word. You know, it is a pejorative. It is a fairly mean thing to say to somebody. But the way to hypnotize someone is you have to get them to agree to something. Agree to Alex Jones getting banned, and then you can ban more. It's that first agreement. It's the first one. The first step is the most important in hypnosis, where if you say, okay, I'll stop saying nigger, and I'll say N-word, they got you. That's why I never stopped doing it, and that's why I'm not hypnotized. And I don't use it in my personal life. I don't call black people that. I just will not accept N-word, because there is no argument for N-word and not G-word for genocide or R-word for rape. Rape is an uglier word than nigger. It is. It just is. Rape. Rape. That's way worse. So the fact they couldn't explain that, just like they can't explain where the telemetry data is or how we used to have technology that we no longer have and how melting points, all that. All right, you get the idea. So, and then I'll finish this bit. When you agree to ban a word in your mind, you've just agreed to ban all the words, and you don't know it yet, because this is how hypnosis works, and it's about repetition. And that's why, like, live, I go, we all live in a yellow submarine, but I do it deliberate and obvious so you see the repetition. We all live in a yellow submarine. I just show the basic, and I go over, and I do it the same number of times the Beatles did it, and people start laughing nervously because they realize the repetition is hypnosis. And Stanley Kubrick faked the moon landing. They even did a movie about it, Wag the Dog, and how they had to kill the producer of the fake war because he wanted credit for it. It's fascinating how Kubrick died too. But there was a movie studio in Laurel Canyon that had all this output of movies that no one ever saw and taxpayers were paying for. There's no proof we went to the moon. There's the biggest motivator of all time, Cold War motivation, right? We had to beat the Russians. The Russians were gaining on us. Now, no one could have known that no one can go to the moon, that we're in a prison called the Van Allen Belt that no one will ever tell you, because NASA, the reason this all works is because it's a new religion. You know, out there in the cosmos, and it's all bullshit. We can't leave. You can't get 5 feet of lead on a rocket successfully. It's not happening. We're not leaving this Earth. It's not happening. We never went to the moon. And the reason the lie is so important is because we have to think we can. That way we don't have to deal with all our own problems. It's a religion. They made a new heaven, a heaven you can actually travel to that'll make all your dreams come true with Neil deGrasse Tyson, pervert. You know? Same with Bill Nye, pervert, non-scientist, pervert, actor. It's like, well, we have these questions. All right, on your own time, look up Bill Nye and Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson asked a scientific question. How much are humans contributing to global warming? He's like, I'm not saying we're not. I'm saying if humans didn't exist, what would the temperature be? And he has no answers, and he just gets mad and starts saying, grapes in France. He goes, Mr. Carlson, this is consensus. This is proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. Okay, you can question the weight of a proton. You can question anything except for climate change, but yet they don't know what the temperature would be if humans didn't exist. They never even thought to think about it. That's the problem with lies. That's the problem with socialism. That's the problem with all control. is you can't even guess what someone might ask you. If you lie about what you've done or where you've been or who you are, you cannot think up enough ways someone could ask you things. If it's not real, it will come out. That's why I freaked out about Jordan Peterson, because I desperately was trying to find an academic that was good morally, because they're not good. They're not moral people, and my father is an academic. So yeah, there was a personal reason for me to latch onto that guy and say, he's so good, I'm rooting for him, he's such a good man. Total daddy issues. The daddy issues did not come from the anger. It came from the false love in the beginning, because these people that teach wizardry, like mass communication, you know, propaganda, persuasion, they're wizards. And so it eats away their own mind until they think they can lie all the time and get away with it. They can't. And once I started seeing Peterson as the liar, I saw how pervasive it was. And then I got so, part of the anger wasn't even at him, it was at myself for falling for it. If you have an academic, all of them pretty much, if they give a speech on something and you take five people and you ask them five questions about what that guy believes, they're all going to be different. They never answer anything straight. It's the same with Bill Nye. Bill Nye was like, well, the grapes in France are growing at an alarming, and Tucker Carlson just kept saying, I'm asking you a direct scientific question. Should I just play this for you guys? It's pretty fascinating. Yeah, I'm just going to play this for you because I'm explaining it, and I'm like, it's almost taking longer to explain. All right, Tucker Carlson, Bill Nye. Parentheses, the science guy. Is this the right one? Let me just download this. And I just want to show you what wizardry looks like. And NASA are the king of wizards. You know, Von Braun, the guy who was like started NASA, the head of NASA in the very beginning, he was best friends with Walt Disney and made movies with Walt Disney. There is no difference between macro science. I'm not talking about the science that makes computers, that makes lights, that makes that does so many things for health and stuff like that. I'm talking about space travel, like science fiction. And a lot of them were pedophiles. Who is that guy that moved? One of the main ones, I can't remember his name, moved to Sri Lanka after he was discovered to be a pedophile in America. Hang on. Let me see here. Tucker. All right, let's just watch a little of this.
And avoided another ice age. There would have been another ice age. Ain't gonna happen because of you and me.
Okay, so here we go. Let's go from here.
Happening, but that rate has.
World live on sea coasts. As we get the ocean a little bit warmer, the ocean's going to expand, and people live on the sea coast
you're
are going
changing,
to be displaced.
But you're not answering my question.
About the speed.
Yes, you're describing what will happen if this continues. And I'm asking you a simple question. Hold on. I'm asking you a simple question about the rate of climate change.
So the
you said that it would be happening, but that rate has accelerated because of human activity. And I'm asking
the word
very
accelerated
simply,
is an understatement. Okay, it's happening extraordinarily.
I'm asking you a simple
fast.
Question, and because the science is settled, I hope you can answer it in simple terms, which is, without human activity, how long would it have taken for us to reach this level of warmth in our climate?
It's not clear that it would have happened. In other words, humans have changed the climate so drastically that we have almost certainly avoided another ice age. There would have been another ice age. Ain't going to happen because of you and me. So the sooner we get
and
to
we
work
know
on
that
this problem, the problem.
When would it have happened?
When would the next ice age have happened?
Yeah.
Is that
I'm
your
saying,
question?
Without
I
human activity, what would the process – look, here's the point that I hope our viewers can understand. I'm not in any way denying that the climate is changing. I'm utterly open to the possibility that the change is caused by man's activity. I'm merely calling into question your claim that all of this is settled, that that we know precisely what is happening and why, and that anyone who asks pointed questions about it is a denier and ought to be imprisoned or shouted off the stage.
No, that was your word. That's not my claim, and I really
would you like me to read your quote that people who disagree with you ought to potentially go to jail? You said that.
Okay.
And I'm just saying isn't
sure
skepticism
that's exactly what I
baked
said,
into
Mr. Carlson,
science?
We can talk about that shortly, but
Is it appropriate to jail the guys from NRA? Was it appropriate to jail the people in the cigarette industry who promised it wasn't addictive, et cetera? Okay. My only point is, shouldn't we be encouraging people to ask honest questions, which I am doing, and you don't seem to have the answers to those questions.
Okay, I got to disagree with you. I claim I do have the answers.
Okay.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Why aren't you concerned about it? Don't you have four children? Why aren't you concerned about it?
I am concerned. That's why I'm having you on.
All right, so this is classic wizard move. So Tucker's asking a direct question, and then Bill Nye simply says, don't you have four children? Why aren't you concerned? And Tucker is like, I am. That's why I want to know to what extent is this happening. And he refuses to answer the question. And he knows, he said, that climate deniers should go to jail. That's why do you think I despise people who vote Democrat? They're voting these people in. They'll put you in prison, guys. Prison. Like, they're telling you what they're going to do. And yet people are like, oh God, that.
You look, you don't reach correct conclusions in science or politics or any other field unless you can ask honest answers without being shouted down by people like you.
But I know what you mean. So,
no, I do mean ask. I do mean, I want to know what would happen without human activity. The climate change. No, it's a simple question. The climate is always changing. You've conceded that. You're saying that human activity has increased the speed.
Yeah.
Increases the speed of that change. And my point is, what would the climate look like right now without human activity?
At what point would it have warmed or cooled? Britain would not be very well suited to growing. Yes, Britain would not be very well suited to growing grapes as it is today. French winemakers would not be buying land to the north as they are now.
I mean, I really, really, really hope you guys can see through this. I mean, it's lies. So bear in mind, there was a mini ice age in the Middle Ages in Europe where it got so cold people died. And so Bill Nye is saying if it wasn't for humans, there would be no climate change since 1750. There's no possible way he could know that, and it isn't true.
People who plan to run ski resorts would still be able to do it in Europe. And so the climate change and the parasites.
You're using the language of politics. Look, you're not a scientist, as you know. You're a popularizer.
I'm
and
using
I just
the
think,
language
and that's fine.
Oh, it's not the language of politics, Tucker. It's wizardry.
Economics.
But so I'm just saying,
you
look,
asked what it would
to the extent
be like
that you prevent people.
Okay,
if you prevent people from having an honest conversation, you're doing a grave disservice to science. Don't you think that?
So you asked how long it would be before – what would the climate would be like if humans weren't involved right now? Is that right?
Yeah. Yes, that's
okay.
Exactly right.
So
at what point would
like
it have changed? And
so,
I'm just saying you don't actually know because it's unknowable. So why aren't you open to questions?
This is how long it takes you to interrupt me. Okay, it takes you quite a bit less than 6 seconds. So the climate would be like it was in 1750. And the economics would be that you could not grow wine-worthy grapes in Britain as you can today because the climate is changing. The use of pesticides in the Midwest.
Okay, so he's not acknowledging any technological changes about grape growing. I mean, it's just, this is madness.
Would not be increasing because the parasites are showing up sooner and the pests are showing up sooner and hanging around longer.
I think that's probably all
true,
but you
would not be overwhelmed by pine bark beetles as it is
right.
Because of climate change. That's how
so
the
much
world
of this
would be
you don't know.
For humans.
You pretend that you know, but you don't know.
I
and you bully
disagree
people
with you,
who
sir.
Ask
I
you
really
questions.
Have to disagree with you.
Well,
I've spent a lot of time with this topic.
I'm open-minded. You are not. And we're out of time, unfortunately.
So,
thank you for joining
us. You guys are the mainstream media. And I can tell you why they're leaks. Because the president has created two factions in his administration. They don't like each other. So they leak. It's not from the outside. It's from the inside. Carry on, Mr. Carlson. I'm sure we will cross paths again.
That's a very ominous thing to say. I don't know what it means,
right,
but come back anytime.
It's getting dark here. I'm starting to look like a total creep. But, yeah. So if you believe that, you're retarded. And if you censor your own words, you're committing to hypnotism. Climate change is bullshit. We never went to the moon. And you're being hypnotized to think these things to create a new religion. Look up words in dictionaries. Don't look it up online. Yeah, I'm now just a floating head. It's so creepy. Well, I only have 13% left on this. But let's finish out that one that one joke I was showing you guys. And by the way, when conspiracy theory guys just act crazy when they're like, why is no one talking about the frogs? You got to understand how frustrating it is to be in a world where people don't care about obviously horrifying things. The fact we never went to the moon, and we did not go to the moon. There's no evidence at all that we went to the moon, nor could we have or could now. And just to recap, in their own words, let's ask one of their head astronauts again why we can't go to the moon.
Go to the moon in a nanosecond. The problem is we don't have the technology to do that anymore. We used to, but we destroyed that technology, and it's a painful process to build it back.
Okay, if you believe that, you're retarded. And the fact that we never went to the moon and so much of our education and everything is based on that, it makes you need like, I don't know, like this new special that I'm releasing, you guys are going to love it. The whole premise is that I stopped watching porn and I replaced porn with conspiracy theory videos, which is true. And then I had so much like jizz in my balls that I started really noticing more things because I wasn't in this like constant malaise of just porn like most men are. And it just builds from there. And I wrote it all in a week. I didn't realize that I was going to have enough for a full special, but that was help from you guys and everybody on the road. You know, we did 4,000 miles. I drove 4,000 miles in a week to do this tour. And that's why I'm a little, I wasn't even planning on doing a stream. I'm really exhausted, but it was when I saw that Steph Curry stuff, I knew I had to address this because, I mean, that's insane how they, within one day, they got him to say he was joking. And NASA released a statement that he should go to their museum so that they can show him exactly how they went to the moon. And I'm wondering if like going to the museum means getting your hand chopped off. You know, like he lost a finger, and then Neil Armstrong, the same injury, wedding ring almost ripped off his finger jumping off a truck. You think? I don't know. I bet Steph Curry just doesn't want one of his fingers ripped off. Because they come for people that say these things. I don't know any other way to live. I can't live in lies. I watched what happened to my dad with it. The guy can't tell an honest statement. It's all academics are like that. All movie stars are like that. When you think you can handle magic, it's right out of Tolkien. Like you think you can handle the ring that makes you invisible, it corrupts your soul until you're Gollum. It's 100% of the time. That happens to hobbits. Hobbits are like these nice little guys that can't really be corruptible. You put that ring on long enough, you will end up Gollum, my precious, right? That's academia and Hollywood is all of that. And there comes a point, a tipping point, when you either agree with the darkness, the nihilism, the postmodernism, where everything you say is true, even if you're lying, or you don't. That's why my slogan, my motto, my thing I live by is I might be wrong, but I'm not lying. Every day, I think about that. I don't lie because that's what does it. That's what makes you lose your soul. My dad he doesn't know what the truth is anymore. And it, like any, like he'd be like, I'd be like, oh, this is a dictionary. He'd be like, in his mind, he's like, it's an elephant. It's almost complete madness. And I saw that with movie stars too. And like Jimmy Kimmel can go out there and talk about, you know, how guns cause all the violence. And dude, I was just in Denver. They have a giant blue Satan horse named Lucifer. And I was saying that it was a Satan horse, and someone was like, well, you know, it's art. These things aren't art. I'm an artist. I know what art is. It's like, well, ask the artist what he thought Lucifer meant. It's like, well, Lucifer killed his creator. The horse fell on the artist that made him and killed him. And then Denver still put him up. And in Denver in 2006, blue Satan horses killed more people than AR-15s. These are easily available statistics. An AR-15 killed zero people in Denver in 2006, but
the blue Satan horse killed one person, and then they put it on display. I'm going to do a whole video just on the Denver airport. And then in the airport, there's all the murals of the apocalypse with Nazis and gas masks and gargoyles. And that's all good. That's all good. No one has any questions as long as they have the free porn and the corn syrup and the ego boost from social media. No one's going to question Bill Nye, the pedophile guy. That guy is a raging pervert. That's why, and people always wonder, why do they keep these lies? Why do they push these lies? Two reasons. One, hypnotized. Now I'll give you three reasons. Hypnotized. Two, agreed upon secrets. That's why Hollywood, the government, NASA draws pedophiles and creeps, because they get to be creeps and they get to rape and they get to do all their stuff as long as they don't reveal the secret. It's like, I don't reveal my secret if you don't reveal yours. Obama's clearly a gay guy. There's no question Obama's gay. So, and that's why revealing your own secrets and your own reality makes you immune to this. Because it's like, what can they reveal? If you live an honest life, they can't control you. And so when you find out that, hang on, let me check out the NASA thing. One second. NASA pedophile scandal. Massive pedophile ring busted. 230 kids saved from NASA. How is where NASA? I don't know. I'll have to research this. I'm not going to make you guys sit there. But tons of pedophiles in NASA. So the deal is they take these accomplished mathematicians that just so happen to also want to have sex with children, and they keep each other's secrets. Same with Hollywood, same with all of it, same with Nickelodeon. You got to ask yourself, why would they fire Roseanne, but yet convicted child rapists that have been to prison for child rape, they will hire to direct Nickelodeon shows or major movies? You know, I'm reporting live from the void, someone just said, because of my, I just wanted to be outside because I was really sad. You know, I drove home last night, and you guys don't understand the love. If you're not parents, you don't understand the love you get from family. It's like I come in the door, Walter just goes, like the joy can't be replicated from drugs or power games or any of this nonsense. And he just hugged me, jumped on me, hugged me. I'm holding him. I'm hugging him so tightly. And he's just saying, Dad, I miss you. Dad, I love you. Dad, I miss you. Dad, I love you. He's two. It's unbelievable. And these people are chasing a fraction of that through these disgusting things they're doing. And so I come home. You know, I hadn't slept in 2.5 days. Because I just finished the show, got right on the road, and I had to, because if I had left the day after, I wouldn't have seen my son for 2 days because he would have been sleeping. And I was really like sad today. You know, I was just quiet. And when I'm not talking is when people usually think there's something wrong. and I said to Amy, I'm like, why don't people care that we didn't go to the moon? I'm like, I feel like I'm completely alone. Like, I feel like and this is the real use of feel like. Not I feel like we should get – I feel like it's 9 o'clock. Just say it's 9 o'clock. There's a new socialist way where you say I feel as though and say a fact. That way no one has autonomy. I really do feel this way. I feel alone because I'm not alone, but I felt alone that I'm in this world where it's easily disprovable that we didn't the moon landed. We never went to the moon. And that isn't a thing people care about. And I'm like, Amy, why don't you care? And this is when I kind of wanted to be alone, because her answer was awesome and accurate, but she's like, I'm a mother of two young children. I can't think about these things or else I could go to a really dark place. So I just have to think about, you know, what's happening in our immediate surroundings. I'm like, but the melting point of aluminum is only 600 degrees. Does no one care? And put moon jokes in my act. I did. My new My new special, I should just call it Conspiracy or something, because the whole thing is based on this. I do a joke about, with me and Nimmer, how black conspiracies are different than white conspiracies, and how I'm talking about the moon, and he's like, or no, I was talking about, because I on stage in Vegas, I talked about the shooting, where I was like, yeah, so an elderly man shoots 500 rounds with ridiculous precision from Mandalay Bay, where six of the floors are owned by the Saudi prince, and then he kills himself, or then he dies, and his girlfriend moves to the Philippines, and yeah, we're good on that. There's no more we need on that. And so I'm doing bits about that, and then I'm like, I'm saying this to Nimmer, and he's like, yeah, I don't listen to country music. It's not really my genre. And then an hour later, Nimmer's like, man, I think the levees, people heard explosions in New Orleans, that they blew up the levees so the black neighborhoods would be flooded. And I'm like, that's not really my genre. I mean, if they had to blow up the levees, though, I'm sure it was for a good reason, you know. I'm sure that it all worked out in the end. And that makes me laugh. And so, and I was talking about, I'm like, and I asked him, I was like, why do black people vote for Hillary Clinton? And he's like, because she kills niggas. And I did this whole bit about how Suge Knight and Hillary Clinton both kill niggas. And niggas know that. And they have like this instinct of they know who will actually kill them. And Hillary Clinton and Suge Knight even dress the same. They both dress like Mao Zedong. But yeah, I mean, the whole conspiracy theory thing, it's like, the Vegas shooting, there was no answers, and it's impossible. So, same with the moon landing. We never went to the moon. There's no chance we went to the moon. That isn't weird to say. And people are like, shut up, don't say anything. You're crazy. And so I'm like, why does no one care? And so that's why I went outside. Because I'm not going to argue with my wife, because she's right. She can't care about that and be the mother that she is. Like, she can't sit around and think about the fact we didn't go to the moon. But see, as a father, I'm thinking farther ahead. That's why you need mothers and fathers. What do I say to my son about when he learns that, when people tell him that, like, we went to the moon in 1969? It's like, no, we didn't. We never went to the moon. Like, is that going to alienate my family? Like, you know, it's all balance. He loves Mickey Mouse. He loves Mickey Mouse. What do I say? Oh, now, Mickey Mouse is the creation of a pedophile's imagination, and it's meant to normalize magic and you know, make people comfortable with horrific things coming in the future. That's true. Like, no, but I can't make his life void of all that, because then, you know, then you have the opposite problem where then, like, if he's exposed to any of it, he just becomes like a junkie maniac. So it's Mickey's a wizard. I know. He is. Omega says, I love Owen. I have no problem disagreeing with him. Yeah, but disagree on what, though? See, this is another thing that's plaguing us. This whole, I disagree with you without any information. All that means, what you're saying to me is, I'm hypnotized and I like you, but I'm hypnotized. It's like you don't even think of why you disagree with me. Explain to me how we got through the Van Allen belt in 69 and can't now. We have none of the data was saved at all. It was all erased. How aluminum doesn't melt at 2,000 degrees. How just none of it is real. Why there was a NASA base in Laurel Canyon to make movies. So when people just say, like, oh, I disagree, it's like, then tell me how it happened. Was there a special alloy? Of course, you don't have any reasons. You just don't want to face that. And I get it. You know, I understand that. I understand why some people just don't want to face that. But it ruined comedy. I was making fun of Joe Rogan in my new special. I'm like, even guys that try to, like, say the truth or, like, do a hard joke, they explain it too much. He's like, well, listen, I'm coming from a point of view where I love black people, gay people, and trans. It's great. Everything's great. And, you know, I'm not saying this long buildup. And it's like, so two niggers walk into a bar. You know, it's like, just say the joke. It makes it so much worse if you, like, have to do a 10-minute speech on why you're such a good person and how you obey the wizards. These people are fucking wizards, dude. When was the last time you heard any public outrage on mocking Christianity? Never. White males, never. But yet, Islam, oh no. There is no neutral. You can't be neutral on these topics. We did not go to the moon. Oh, I don't think the earth is flat. I'm not a flat earther. Some people are flat earthers. I'm not going to say anything about those guys, though, because if you had told me a year ago, I would have said people who deny the moon landing are insane. Like, Barack Obama even mocked Trump from his podium, saying, more important questions like, did we fake the moon landing? We did. We absolutely faked the moon landing. Oh, let me finish this bit, and then I'll get out of here. All right, Challenger.
This one. And they didn't say anything. They just...
I'll start from the beginning.
You know, they're like, science is great. And they wheeled in this little TV with a... just this old-timey TV. It was like... And they wheeled it in. They're like, we're going to watch the first woman enter the atmosphere in space. And we're like, science... This is all true. Science. Yeah, I didn't own a TV. We didn't have a TV. We're on government cheese and shit. They got a TV, you know? And we watched it. And they're like, women can accomplish anything. And then, and a fiery ball. You know? They put a woman on the spaceship, and it just, everyone, their flesh turned to gel. Just, and I just went. And they didn't say anything. They just wheeled it out. Just, and no one said anything. Everyone was like, and it was set up for weeks. It was like the magic of science, and women are just like men. And I was just, and this apocalyptic, I just fire in the sky, just, and I wanted to be healthy because I was chubby, and they're like, well, science, Owen. Science has figured out the most healthy thing in the whole world. It's been documented perfectly in this giant pyramid. And they wheeled out something else. And I give you the Surgeon General's food pyramid. And as you can see, every good boy needs mostly just bread. Any way you can get it, just stuff yourself with bread. 11 servings of bleached, because bleach makes things clean, bromated, enriched with the vitamins and minerals that the United States government knows is right, bread. And then you need some fruits and some veggies if you're gay, and a little meat and no butter and nuts, right? That's got fat in it. That's all the bad stuff. And I was like, okay. And then they were like, and we have to prepare for the future. Humans are having a terrible impact on the climate. And we're all like, what did we do? Global cooling. Anybody remember global cooling? I remember global cooling. Oh, there was a scientific consensus, that the Earth will become a ball of ice because of what we're doing to it. So be very guilt-ridden and full of shame and give us your money and power so that we, the government, can fix your soul. So I got jackets and blankets, and I was worried, and I would wear all kinds of socks to protect me from the cold and the AIDS. And I was eating all the bread I could to be a good, healthy boy. And I one day wanted to be a man. And I said, who should I look up to? Of course, I look up to my own father. But who else? And they're like, well, there's only one real American hero right now, Owen. He did not stop. He said, feet do not fail me now. is he won the gold and brought it home to his country like a man. He's on the Wheaties box. That is Bruce Jenner. So there I was, terrified of AIDS, global cooling, eating bread, and looking up to Bruce Jenner as being a man. I'm now 38. Bread is poison. The earth is getting hot. Bruce Jenner's a woman. So fuck you! The frogs are turning gay!
I'm spiraling. All right, so here's another one. This one was about Kevin Hart, and I'll explain it. There we go. Where's old Kevin Hart? Where's that old boy? Old boy Kevy Hartsies. I can't find it. Now I'm just black. I'm nowhere. Oh, no. I'm nowhere. I really feel like I'm nowhere. Is this Kevin Hart's? Give me a second, guys. I only have 3% on my computer. So don't, if I disappear, it was not Hillary Clinton this time. This time. Don't talk about Hillary Clinton. She kills niggas. I love that shit. All right. Where the fuck? Delete. We would go to the moon, but we just don't have that technology anymore.
You know, he had a dream. I had a dream too. Mine was about spiders, but I don't think it's any less valid. You guys get it. I have a dream that one day Kevin Hart can make fun of a gay man and still host the Oscars like a white man could. I have a dream today. I've been to the mountaintop when a black man could say the same joke as Jew Sarah Silverman and get away with it. I have a dream today. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that Kevin Hart can say his three-year-old should not become a sodomite and still be allowed to host an Oscars that honors just a room full of demons. That's Martin Luther King's real dream. Kevin Hart. It's such bullshit, man. They're like, apologize. Apologize for what you said, Mr. Hart, 8 years ago about your son and how you didn't want him to be gay. Apologize. Can you imagine? It's like, you guys hire convicted pedophiles to direct movies. Forget that shit. Do not look at the man behind them as a fucking curtain. Look here. Look at Ellen DeGeneres with a voice this deep. Oh yeah, Ellen DeGeneres has an Adam's apple. All I'm saying is this. If I have to learn what LGBTQAI means, and I have to learn them all, the B contradicts the T, but no one wants to address that. Bisexual implies there it's a binary world. Whoops!
Alright guys, I popped back inside so I can say bye to you guys because my computer was about to die. And yeah, I'll do a normal episode tomorrow. I just wanted to address the Steph Curry situation because it's just crazy. What else? And I'll read the PayPals and answer all those. Again, I hadn't slept in 2.5 days, so I'm catching up to everything. What else we got? Someone's talking about how do we have a full moon if the Earth casts a shadow? Don't go down those rabbit holes at all. I still believe the moon exists and it's all the calculus all works. Hey, buddy. NASA is lying. We never went there. There's no way we ever went there. There's just no chance. The calculus works. The math works. The math's of... What's up, bud? Tuta. Tuta? Can I do tuta? Yes. We'll do tuta. I can't wait. Are you excited? Want to say hi? Want to say hi to Pete? Want to say hello? Come here. Oh, oh! Yeah, let's see if we can see you. Yeah, there's my little boy. Hello! Can you wave, say hi? Hello! Nah. That is more impressive than going to the moon any day of the week. And I don't have to lie about it. He's real. Want to do Tuta?
Yes. Yes.
All right, I'm going to upload this to my other channel. I was supposed to be done with my live stream band. What's that, bud? Want to do Tuta? Scale 1 to 10, how bad do you want to do Tuta? 11? Yeah. 12?
13?
Yes. All right, cool, buddy. YouTube.com/OwenBenjaminComedy is my other channel. I was supposed to be done with my band today, but I'm not for some reason because I think they knew I was about to address the MQ, the moon question. So the tour was amazing. I love all you guys that came out. I'm going to go through tons of stories and fun things that happened to us. And it was so epic that I almost am having a hard time putting it into words. But, you know, what's up with Gavin and Cernovich cucking like that at the forum? I don't know. What forum? Gavin, thoughts? I don't know. I thought the way they handled that was horrible. I thought the Blaze tweet and then taking out his category without telling anyone what was happening, myself included, and I know people that subscribe, was not how you treat your people. I don't know what it's about. I texted Gavin. I was like, "Yo, I just had your back on Instagram. If you want to check it out, because I felt like he's probably bummed out." And he just wrote, "Thanks." So I don't have any info that you guys don't have, but it's I don't know what the forum means or any of that. I don't know what you're talking about. Canceled CRTV immediately. Well, I mean, they still have Crowder, and Crowder's show is awesome, but who knows what the future is. It's definitely a lame move, and Gavin is a special guy and funny, and he has that rebelliousness that a lot of conservatives don't have and they need. Like, they have, like, Gavin has that ability of just doing that joke that others wouldn't do. It sounds like he's scared. Yeah, well, if one of his fingers gets ripped off in a weird accident involving a wedding ring, you'll know why. Just like Neil Armstrong and Jimmy Fallon. Yeah. All right. Well, I don't. Now that I'm inside and downstairs, I don't want to like freak out my family with my theories. Crowder doesn't need Blaze TV. Of course not. Not at all. All right. Much love, everybody. And again, hit like and share this stuff. Yeah, Patreon did kick out some people, but you have to understand that like, if you like bail on being my Patreon for that reason and stuff, like the next one will do the same thing. Like when you're in the beast system, which we all are, you just have to make do. So if you have taken the stance against Patreon and gotten off my Patreon or whatever, man, I look like shit in this inside. It's only hurting me. I mean, you do you though, but we've all known all of them are like this. All PayPal, Patreon, YouTube. What do you do? We just keep banning ourselves and taking stances until I have no way of making a living or getting videos out. What's the moral one? Like, what's the virtuous app? There isn't one. What, Pinterest? Do I start live streaming on Pinterest? And then before you know it, Pinterest will be like, well, you've gotten rid of our terms and conditions. I do a whole bit about how Santa Claus, this is one of my new conspiracy theories. It's real. Santa Claus, this lighting makes me legit look like a crazy person. I don't want you guys thinking I did actually lose my mind. Santa Claus gets people to not question terms and conditions. It's like, he sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. Okay, government spying, trying to condition. And then he determines if you're good or bad, but he doesn't say under what grounds. What's like you're naughty or you're nice? Based on what? What are the rules? Terms and conditions? A never-ending changing term and condition? And then he gives you coal if you're bad? What's wrong with fossil fuels? What's wrong with fossil fuels? Santa's an anagram for Satan. So he's basically materialism Satan, who figures out if you're good or bad based on no rules and then gives you coal if you're bad. What do you get, a solar panel if you're good? You see what I'm talking about? See, but I want my kid to be able to enjoy Christmas.
Tradition.
It is tradition. I get it. But so
family,
was...
And family time.
You want to jump in on this?
I think I already am now.
Amy organically is now part of the stream. So what do you think about Santa Claus and Christmas and... Hi.
Well, all the dogs think that Santa is here.
So how do we handle...
I think I don't really want to I don't think there's a need to address whether Santa is real or not. I think you just make it about the time spent with family, tradition. It's almost like giving thanks. You show people you appreciate them. It's not necessarily consumerism, materialism, but...
So you just go with the traditions of it?
I think so.
We'll do two jobs.
Just like family time. Just focus on that.
But why does the family time have to surround about the whole government spying thing and the elves and stuff?
Well, we don't need to focus on that.
All right.
Just, I don't know.
No, I hear what you're saying. But how come Santa always... See, this is what the issue I'm starting to have with Christmas. And this is going to sound, I get it. I know I sound crazy. I know I sound like I don't fit in or anything. But why is he never says anything about Jesus' birth. And that's the whole point of the day. It's Jesus' birthday, Christmas, the birth of Christ. But yeah, he says, ho, ho, ho. He doesn't say anything about and it's red. He's red with a big beard and you put a star on your tree. Like, this is all some intense stuff.
Isn't Christmas, hasn't it evolved to become a mixture of traditions? Like, there's paganism in it.
I don't know.
I just think, isn't it kind of a conglomerate?
Christmas is the birth of Christ.
It is, but what it is now in society is...
Well, yeah, but who says what society is? Like, when people just say, like, oh, well, now it's different, it's like, says who? People can't just change the definition of a word and then now little girls or little boys...
Should we celebrate Michaelmas instead?
No, we're celebrating Christmas. It's just, I'm not going to... This is my concessions and how I'm going to survive this. Is Christmas, we're celebrating. Presents, tree, the songs... But I'm not saying that Santa has ever been in this house. I'm not going to have my kid think that a sleigh mathematically can go home to home in the whole world. I'm not going to do the lies. I'll say this is a gift from your dad or mom or whatever. Santa. All right, I'm going to get out of here. Much love. Jesus was born on September 11th. Oh, man, I need some time away from conspiracies. 17 hours alone after not sleeping and thinking about the moon might not be the most mentally healthy thing I've ever done. But, you know, life's a good place. All right. Much love, everybody. Hit like, share, all that stuff. All right.